Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
We do go to the gym. We carry our own towels with us. What do we do with it to make sure that those towels are good, clean, safe for use? Liesel van der Westhuizen is joining us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. And this research came after I saw a recent study that discovered the free weight section in the gym harbors 362 times more germs than the average toilet seat.
Than the average toilet seat.
362 times more germs than the average toilet seat. And I'm noticing people who are doing free weights and wiping themselves with their towel, wiping the weight with the towel, wiping themselves, wiping the equipment, damping themselves down with the towel. And it got me really worried about our hygiene and how important it is to look after those gym towels. And I want to know on the WhatsApp line today, how do you clean your gym towels? How do you disinfect your gym towels? Just throw it into a normal wash. Just, there's no judgment yet today. We're all learning. That's what I do as well. So if there's some other tips or advice that you have on the WhatsApp line this morning, 0727021702 or 0725671567. There's so many bacteria and viruses and fungi that thrive in the warm, moist environment of a gym that you actually don't realize what is going around and how important it is to make sure that we do keep our towels clean. Gym towels can harbor bacteria and mold if left unwashed, especially from that warm environment. So often people will go to the gym and sometimes you'll leave your gym towel in your bag for a couple of days. You might forget, or you only wash it, you put it in the basket and you wash it 2 or 3 days later. So you've just got to keep that all in mind. Immediate washing helps eliminate that sweat and body oil smell that keeps it smelling really badly. And it can cause a really, really bad skin infection. So a lot of the research that I was going around was saying that there's a lot of skin infections that come from dirty gym towels. So it's really important to keep those towels good, clean and fresh.
What is good, clean and fresh?
So the best thing to do is to wash your towels, either if you can't do it immediately, maybe put it into a bucket with some vinegar for the time being until you get a chance to wash it. So natural alternatives to washing powder and to fabric softener can be things like vinegar and baking powder. That really does a good job and it leaves your towels fluffy and fresh. I've tried this a few times. Big fan of this method. Avoiding using fabric softeners because those can soften the silicone, which makes that towel moisture absorbent. And there are some chemicals in certain fabric softeners, not all of them. We haven't got names yet, that may irritate your skin or cause an allergic reaction. And the big thing is coming out that certain washing powders, certain fragrances often cover up smells instead of removing the smells. So really important to make sure that you use a good washing powder or a good fabric softener. The most effective way to neutralize odors without leaving a chemical residue is using something that's more biodegradable, more friendly on the environment. As I say, things that are easy enough to get, white wine vinegar, a cup of white wine vinegar in your washing machine will help. A cup of baking soda, that really helps. So it's a natural way of really cleaning these products and something that you have in home. Something that I haven't tested out, I've seen on TikTok, and correct me on the WhatsApp line this morning if I'm wrong, I watched someone wash their towels. This is what happens when I go down the rabbit hole of fitness research. My TikTok and my Instagram algorithm goes in that direction. So my algorithms on all my platforms yesterday were people washing their towels with advice. And the one woman had white wine vinegar in the one container in her drawer and a couple of drops of tea tree oil the other.
Well, I imagine that would be the fragrant smell, right? That comes with it. I don't know how a couple of drops of tea tree oil could be very impactful on fighting germs and all of that when you have a wash cycle.
Yes,
so it's probably more. It's probably more to have a fragrance, if you like, at the end of it.
Well, I assume that. And tea tree oil contains a certain compound which is known to kill certain bacteria, funguses and viruses. And it's a natural remedy for treating bacterial and fungal skin infections. So it is a good one and I can see why it's being used. Applies if you've got athlete's foot or nail fungus, it's said to help there. And it's also an ideal hand sanitizer. So maybe there is some method in putting it in, not only only just for that great smell, but for the bacterial properties as well. So there's some tips. And the minute you go down this rabbit hole, trust me, your social media platforms will be inundated with people sharing their tips.
Absolutely. When we were counting down to day zero in Cape Town, we were being taught to be mindful about how often we wash our towels. We then went to the other extreme of COVID-19, where you needed to wash your towels almost too much because you are obviously trying to. What is the sweet spot? I generally will go to the gym and I will come back from the gym with the towel. And thankfully, I don't drive. I walk to the gym, right? So when I walk back, I literally put it into my washing basket and then it goes out with the next laundry. Some people like to use their towels more than once before washing it. What is the general rule?
So if you're going to the general rule after seeing those stats and those facts is to not use it again. The general rule is perhaps taking a towel that you use to wipe equipment and a completely different towel for when you're wiping your face, so that you know that the one is for the equipment, the one is for your face. The other thing is to disinfect your laundry basket regularly, because we cannot be washing gym towels every day.
So
maybe disinfect your laundry basket. I watched a woman the other day who has a separate little bag in her gym bag, that's her towel bag, and I asked her about it, and she said, what I do is I fill it with my towels for the week or 2-3 days. When I have a full load, then I actually put it in the wash. So my dirty gym towel doesn't touch my gym bag at all. Because now imagine you're putting your dirty gym towel, your dirty gym clothes in your bag, and now the next day you unpack and you pack new, clean, fresh clothes to change in after the gym, and you're just transferring those bacteria and that. So having like a separate bag, a towel bag, a laundry bag in your gym bag to help prevent the spread of germs, that's a good way. But definitely not advocating washing your gym towels every single day, because that is just from a financial, from an environmental impact, it's not a great idea. I've seen someone else taking tea tree spray and actually spraying it on their gym towels and putting it into their laundry bag, into their bag. So that's a great way as well. But if there's other tips or advice that you are doing and looking after your gym towels, please let us know, because maybe there's some home remedy or some advice or some tip that we've overlooked. And I always love hearing what people have to say. But that would be the best thing, is to have a separate laundry bag for your gym stuff, for your towels. Because remember, it's not just your towels that get dirty. It's the clothes that you're wearing as well, whether you're on the weight section, if you're on the stationary bike. Everything does get grimy and grubby and covered in bacteria.
And the solution is not for you not to go to the gym.
And not to wash your gym towels.
Absolutely. Liesl, thank you very much. Liesl van der Westhuizen is joining us again, of course, tomorrow morning. You are here tomorrow. I know you're traveling to Limpopo soon.
I'm traveling on Friday.
See you tomorrow. Liesl van der Westhuizen, as always, here. On Thursday, then, it means that she will be giving us some wonderful ideas of what to do over the weekend, because she'll be away on Friday. So start emailing her now, lieselv@capetalk.co.za, with wonderful ideas of events around fitness that you believe Cape Talk and 702 listeners should be wary of coming this weekend.